Verse 3, he said, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Now, this is important here. That last phrase, thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Because let me tell you, the pit is the place of death. That's talking about hell. The Bible talks about, you know, in death and hell, delivered up the dead which were in them. Speaking of death as a place, basically saying, death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, in Revelation 20:13. You see, the dead are in the pit. The dead are in hell, but thank God, Jesus said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Get that? Shall never die. We were out soul winning on, Ryan and I were out soul winning. Remember the Jehovah's Witness that we talked to, Ryan? We spoke to a few different Jehovah's Witnesses. And basically they said that when I die and when they die and when any of us die, we're just going to cease to exist, they said. Because they don't believe in heaven and hell. They said we're going to cease to exist. Basically, when I breathe my last breath, and even if you're a Jehovah's Witness or whatever they believe is it means to be saved, they're very confused. They're not really sure what they believe. But whatever they believe about being saved, they say, well, when we die, we will just be dead, we'll be in the grave, we'll cease to exist, and then one day we'll be resurrected and brought back to life. You know what? I will not be brought back to life because I will never die. That's what eternal life means. It means a life that never ends. The word eternal, if you break it down, e is the prefix meaning not. The ternal is from the same root word as like termination, an end. Not ending is what the word eternal really means. And therefore, if I have a life that does not end, and if Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, referring to the Spirit, like we talked about Sunday morning. And he said, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me, and by the way, that's me, I live and I believe in Jesus Christ, shall never die. And so when I breathe my last breath, yes, the body will die, but Stephen Anderson will not be dead. I will be alive in heaven. God said, or Jesus Christ said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And so Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were alive in heaven. He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day and was glad. So he was up in heaven, alive, looking down, rejoicing about Jesus Christ. So therefore, there is no such thing as this soul sleep. There's a sleep of the body. The body sleeps in the grave. The soul and spirit is alive in heaven. The body is resurrected. The spirit has already been resurrected the moment that you got saved and will remain alive for eternity. It's funny, my sister was looking at churches in Texas. She was on some websites and she stumbled upon that church in about an hour from Fort Worth. And it's a cult is what it is. It's supposedly an independent fundamental Baptist church. But they literally believe that people who are saved Christians, if they don't live right, will spend time in hell. It's like a Baptist version of purgatory. They literally believe that during the millennial reign of Christ, and we're going to get to this in the chapter a little later in Psalm 30 because it ties in again. They literally believe that a believer who's not living right or not, what you know, and where do you draw the line, right? Yeah. How good do you have to be to make this cut? Yeah. They say this, that a believer who isn't living right will not be a part of the millennial reign of Christ. Instead, they'll be in hell for 1,000 years. But then they'll come out, and it's funny because my sister was just looking through churches, and she was just going through the statement of faith, and she didn't know that it was that cult of a church with this strange and diverse doctrines. Well, she reads the statement of faith and says, we believe that people are saved by faith in eternity. Yeah. And she's like, why does he keep saying in eternity, yeah. In eternity? I haven't seen that in the Bible.
Yeah. Nope.
And the reason why is because they think there's a temporary hell and then in eternity you're saved. No, if you go to hell for 5 seconds, then you died because that's where dead people are. The Bible says death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. Did you get that? The dead which were in them. And Jesus said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Amen.
And so if I'm dead for 1 minute, then God was not telling the truth when he said I would never die. Right. Now, Jesus was dead for 3 days and 3 nights.
Right. Yep.
But then up from the grave he arose. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. But I will never experience death. I'll never know what it is to die. And if you're saved tonight, you will never know what death even means.
Amen.
Because you will never die according to the promise of Jesus Christ in John 11. That's what everlasting life means. That's what eternal life means. He says, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory?
Amen.
Jesus Christ has conquered death. He has abolished death, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. He abolished death. Death has nothing for the Christian. There is no death to the believer in Jesus Christ. That's what eternal life means. It's not an eternal life where you die and then you rise again. No, that's the body. But the spirit's already risen again and will never die and is immortal. And so get that doctrine. And don't, you know, anybody who's fooled by that, I mean, good night. It's bizarre doctrine. And nothing could be more unscriptural.